So there's a, we know there is a mitzvah to honor Kohanim. We know there's the privilege of being a Kohen, as well as the responsibilities. The responsibilities are that a Kohen cannot be metame meis, cannot go to a cemetery, cannot be in contact or come into the same room as a corpse, as well as the limitations of the spouse, who they're allowed to marry, who they're not allowed to marry. On the other hand, they have the response, they have the opportunity to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Today they could do Birkas Kohanim, but as the Gemara says, you get to call up the Kohen for the first Aliyah. It only happens to be once in a while. The Kohen gets the first Aliyah all the time. If you have a Kohen in the home, you know, he should machaved him with benching. And not only that, but mana yafe, if you only have one good cupcake, one good cookie, one good melt-away, you give it to the Kohen. In fact, they say, I think they say the Minigan tells, maybe other yeshivas also, they have a Kohen line. You know, different yeshivas where you dorm, you have food in the dormitory, so you have to wait online, but they have the Kohen line where Kohen goes right up because of the Kidashto, the mitzvah min HaTorah to honor a Kohen. So whether it comes to food, whether it comes to beer, you know, leading benching, or getting Aliyah, we give honor to the Kohen, yeah.
So look, I suppose if you offer a cupcake to the Kohen, at least sometimes you'd have the decency to refuse.
Yeah, the Kohen, that's a separate issue. When can a Kohen be mochel? It's a separate discussion, perhaps we'll get to. But before he can be mochel, let's find out what we have to honor him on. So I know we'll make quick thrift of that. We'll spend a lot more time on what he can be mochel on. But v'kidashto, so Pashas, the simple reading, it's a pasuk we read in last week's Parashas Emor. It should be a din d'oraisa, or it's definitely a din d'oraisa of a kidasho to honor a Kohen. Perhaps maybe the details of what's included in the din d'oraisa, that might be up for grabs. As Avi pointed out to me, he had a machlokas with the Rebbetzin, so Avi pointed out that Gemara in Gittin talks about the reason why the Kohen gets the first aliyah is Bishim Darchei Sholom. It says because you don't want to have fisticuffs breaking out in the shul and everyone fighting. What we're so concerned that a Kohen, they're crazy, like if they don't get the first Aliyah, they'll start killing people? What do you mean, Darkei Sholom? What does the Gemara mean that you give the Kohen the first Aliyah if it was the Darkei Sholom? So the Gemara says, because what's going to happen, this coming week we'll have a bar mitzvah. He's good friends with the bar mitzvah boy's father. Oh, sure, okay. I'm not going to take my Aliyah. Take whatever you need. And next, I hate the guy who's doing the Ephraim. No, I'm taking Kohen. So they're going to get into, or wait, I don't want to take it. Well, he's a big Atava Chacham. So they have to avoid Machlokes. So min HaTorah, the Kohen gets V'kidashto. And min HaTorah, he can be Mocho, his covered. Min HaTorah, the Kohen can say, I don't want to take the first Aliyah. But Midrabanan, the rabbi said, no, you have to take it, because yes, if you don't take it, it's going to cause more harm than good. As we'll see, the Gemara says that's only on Shabbos and Yontif. On Shabbos and Yontif, the Kohen cannot be mocho, midrabanim. During the week, as we'll see, on Sheni v'Chamishi, perhaps a Kohen can be mocho, as we'll see, because there's a lot more people in Shabbos and Yontif than there are during the week. But we'll come back to that. So it depends where you are, of course, and as we'll get to. So Tosis points out, so the simple reading of the Gemara is, from this Gemara, it seems to say it's Darkei, but the Gemara is the Kidashto. What do you mean? How can you tell me it's Darkei Sholom? We have a pasuk in the Chumash to honor the Kohen. So the Tosis wants to learn maybe that's only an Asmachta. In fact, Tosis says a big Kiddush. Tosis says what happens? The Gabbai calls up a Kohen for the first Aliyah, and a non-Kohen comes running up. And before people know what's going on, he did the Aliyah. He did the Baruch Hu, but he's Ashabach HaBanu, he ran up. That's what Stian likes being in the first row. And therefore, before people realized he wasn't a Kohen or was the wrong guy, he did the Aliyah. So the Gemara has a case in Chulin, Daf Peizayin, about someone steals someone else's mitzvah. That the Gemara's case is Kisoy Hadam, that there's a mitzvah to cover up certain times, you have to cover up the blood with offer, with earth. So really, the halacha is misha chata, the one who does the shechita, he gets first say at the kisei hadam. So let's say the shochet did the shechita, he's about to do the kisei hadam, and someone, a linebacker, comes and knocks the guy over, and he runs ahead and does it. So the Gemara says there's a knas, there's a penalty, asara zuhuvim. You got to pay like 10 silver coins, we'll call it, asara zuhuvim. So Tosis wants to know here, if someone steals the first aliyah from the Kohen, do you have to pay 10 zuhuvim? So Tosis says no. Why? He says because it's only a mitzvah midrabanan to give the Kohen the first aliyah. So he learns that Gemara Darche Shalom is, so again, so Tosis will have to agree other parts of the Kiddush too is going to be a din daraisa, but the regarding the first calling up, giving, showing honor to a Kohen is a biblical halacha, but does that include the first aliyah min haTorah? So Tosis says no. So that's a big chiddush of Tosis to say that the giving the Kohen the first aliyah is only a din drabanan. Pashas, we don't go with Tosis, but this Tosis, that's Tosis in the Rush opinion, is only a din drabanan. So Pashas, it's a din daraisa of ikidashto, that not only all the other things you have to give the Kohen, but the first aliyah seems to be you're giving a min haTorah.
At least Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Yeah, Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's when min haTorah he could be mocho, but midrabanan the rabbi said not to. So in fact, Tosfos points out that, as we said, the Gemara says on Shabbos and Yontif, the Gemara says, Kohen can't be mocho, because of Darche Shom, it's a cause machokas. But on Sheni v'chamishi, he can. So Tosis writes, but Bizman Hazir, during his time, he lived during the Crusades, even though we know about the Crusades, he used to go from town to town and kill all the Jews, but in terms of numbers, not that it makes it any better, but in terms of numbers, it wasn't like the Holocaust. You had very few people. You're lucky to have a minion in all these towns. You had maybe 30 people in the town. Maybe you had 10 men, 15 men. They used to go ahead and kill, knock out, destroy the whole city, but weren't that many people in the city. So Tosus is right. In his town, there wasn't any difference between Shabbos, Yontif, and Sheni v'Chamishi. The same 10 people came to make the minion. You had the same people. And therefore, he says, in that case, he says, he thinks the halacha v'kidashto not only applies, I should say, the halacha of Darkei Sholem not only applies on Shabbos v'Yontif, but it also applies to Sheni v'Chamishi, because there is no difference in terms of numbers between Sheni v'Chamishi and Shabbos and Yontif. And the Tosfos says that a Kohen can't be mochel even during the week on Sheni v'Chamishi. That's what Tosfos writes during his day. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, Bizman hazeh, during our time, not Tosfos' time, we see it's not that way. A lot more people show up on Shabbos and Yontif, at least definitely after 11 o'clock or right before the Kiddush anyway, but a lot more people show up on Shabbos and Yontif than they do on Monday and Thursday, or forget about Monday, Monday and Thursday, or Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Rav Moshe thinks we revert back to the Din HaGemara, that Tosfos took the Gemara to say, you have to know, because there's a certain times when the Chacham made a takana, the takana stays whether the reason applies or not. And other times, the reason is built into the takana. It's hard to know by looking at it, you only find out afterwards. So clearly, the fact that Tosfos said that he applied it to Sheni v'Chamishi, so Tosfos learned the takana. It wasn't set in stone. It's an issue about how many people show up in shul. So in theory, according to Tosis, if Sheni v'Chamishi, more people came to shul than Shabbos, and maybe on Shabbos, a Kohen can be mocha. In other words, Tosis tells us that this specific takana of it's a takana of Darkei Shalom. So therefore, whatever keeps the peace, so then we know. So therefore, we already Tosis switched it. So Rav Moshe is not such a big chiddush. Rav Moshe is going back. He's going back to the Din HaGemara, that today that by Sheni v'Chamishi you have less people, and by Shabbos you have a lot more. So therefore he says, we go back to the Din HaGemara, a Kohen can't be Mochel on Shabbos, but he can be Mochel on Sheni V'Chamishi. Jeff.
Just have a look. Is there an opinion that the Kohen getting Rishon is Baraisa? Is it something?
Yes. Let's go back. It says V'Kidashto in the Torah.
Yes.
And the simple reading of the Gemara is, what do we learn out from V'Kidashto? That a Kohen gets the first Aliyah, the Kohen leaves benching, the Kohen gets a money yafa. Yeah. Tosis saying is that part, Vikidasho is a din deraisa, but the actual giving the first aliyah to a Kohen, that's only a din drabana.
Oh, nobody says giving the first one to a Kohen is deraisa.
You know, most do. I said the simple pshat is it is a deraisa. Tosis has a chiddush. Okay. He thinks that isn't a, that's only a din drabana. The specifics of giving the Kohen the first aliyah.
Okay. But if you say that the giving of Rishon is deraisa, how can you argue then about Tanez and lots of people, a few people, if it's deraisa, deraisa, you know?
No,
you can't say, well, there was a Takana, and in these days...
No, the way... No, with the Gemara... No, well, everyone... No, they say... No, min haTorah, the Kohen's allowed to be Mochel.
Oh, it's a Mechila.
Yeah, that's once the... Min haTorah, the Kohen is allowed to be Mochel, and then Midraban, and the rabbi said, you can't be Mochel.
Okay, that's how... always be Mochel.
Yeah. Well, that's what we'll see. So, so we'll see, but... So that's why... But he can't be Midraban, and they said he can't be Mochel... On Shani on Shabbos because there are a lot of people.
Okay.
So Tosis says that applied during the week in his day because he had the same amount. It's the same Darkei Shalom. But Ramosh writes Bizman Azeh. I think you only gave me one sugar or not?
Two.
You gave me two. Okay. Baruch Ata Adonai Machlam Shakol Nia Bevero.
Amen.
I'm helping the kids to be the best their best. So. So the question is also, on one hand it says, so we see a Kohen can be Mocho. That's this, regarding benching, we assume you give a Kohen the first, but the Kohen has a right to be Mocho benching. And in terms of other things also, we don't necessarily say the Kidashto, that let's say if a Kohen and a Levi Yisrael have to say they're doing Kaddish for Yortzai, you don't necessarily the Kohen, because he's a Kohen, he doesn't get to daven before you or say the Kaddish before you. It's different, you know, Vikidasho is not just a broad sweep of everything, the specific things. So that's the din, so it's Pashas, the din daraisa, but Tosis has a Chiddush, it's only a din drabanan in terms of that. And that's why, in terms of Kriyas HaTorah. And that's why, in fact, in fact, that's what Rav Palm used to always say. I think they say one time, well, I'm sure he was honored many times, but one time it was having a big party for him. I guess he was, after X amount, I think he doesn't really retire, because we know what happens. Yaakov wanted to sit Peshalva, but someone was taking over Torah V'dah, so maybe it was one of the Agudas Yisrael, something that we're honoring Rav Palm for 60 plus years of work. So, of course, in the introduction, they got up and said, he's the Gadol Hador, Tal Machacham, they're giving him all the praises. So Rav Palm is a big honor, so he gets up and says, it really bothers me, people are saying all these things about me, they're not true, but I could take some nechama, I could take some comfort from a Chasam Sofer, I like saying over. The Chasam Sofer writes, what about the following scenario? Someone walks into shul, unknown, you don't know who the person is, and he claims he's a Kohen. There's no proof in any direction. You have no idea who he is. You assume he's a Yid. He knows to say what a Kohen is. But halacha, the Ramah Paskins, you're allowed to call him up. If he says he's a Kohen, it's enough, even though we don't have any proof to it. So the Chasovets, like, what do you mean? Bishkom, if there's no other Kohanim in the room, I understand that. So if there's no other Kohen in the room, you got to give it to someone, so what's the difference? It's no worse than if he wasn't a Kohen. But if there are other Kohanim in the room, how could you give it to someone you don't know is a Kohen? So the Chasam Sofer writes, no, that's the din. The din of the Kidashto isn't a din on the specific Kohen, it's on the Kohuna. It's on the whole concept of honoring the Kohuna. And you're calling him up because he said he's a Kohen, even if he's not a Kohen, it doesn't make a difference. Because I'm not honoring the specific kohen, I'm honoring the whole concept of the kohuna. And therefore he says, I know I'm not a Talmud Chacham, but since you think I am, so therefore it's the concept of a Talmud Chacham and a Gadol Hador, so I could get some nechama when you have all these praises about me. But that's what the Chasam Sofer writes, that's what I usually tell when I have kohanim at my house, and I tell them I want to give them, I said, don't be confused, I'm not honoring you, I'm honoring you happen to be from the right Shevet, and therefore I'm honoring the institution of kohuna. That's what I'm honoring here. And if you're not a kohen, you know, today, so even though you might only have kohani chazak and all that, but it's the whole institution. So they go so, and also for benching, you know, kohen has a right, you know, a kohen can be mochel for benching. That's what comes up is during the week, is let's say you have a couple of yahrzeits or something, and therefore they want to ask the kohen to leave, to go out, you know, to go outside. So therefore, you know, so some say v'kidashto, you never should do it. But based on the Gemara and Gin, we say, so on Sheni v'chamishi, so many have the minig, so therefore the Kohen will be mochel, they'll go outside, and then you'll call in the other people in terms of that. So that's the issue in terms of how far the concept of the kidashto goes. It definitely applies to benching. It applies to... And however, it also says the kidashto, but the Gemara says afil bal karcha, even against his will. So what do you mean? How could a kohen be mochel if the Gemara says the kidashto, even if he? So that's what we could answer. There's a difference between the mitzvahs asay versus going up and getting an aliyah. Maybe that he has a right to be mochel, but kohen says I'm mochel my kahuna. I'm going to start going to cemeteries. I'm going to go marry a grusha or anyone else. So that's what we say, v'kidashto afil bal karcha, that a kohen doesn't have the power to. A power can't be mochel on his kohuna. On a different kibbutz he gets by being a kohen, that he can be mochel on the certain times, unless it's going to cause machlokes. But in terms of his responsibility, he doesn't have an option, v'kidashto afil bal karcha. I know certain people said, I'm mochel my kohun, and that's why people point out, that's why you want, there's a discussion in terms of kohanim, that's why the Rav was very strong on, even non-observant kohanim, they should be, Rav Moshe was more neutral, but the Rav Soloveitchik was pro, he should dafka go up and make sure they should be involved in Birkas kohanim, because if they don't, they're going to forget the kohanim, and then they're going to end up doing all the other things. So therefore, even a non-observant kohen should be doing biak. You have to do things to make sure. You got to call them up to remind them they're still kohanim. And therefore, that's all based on this, on the pasuk in Parashas Emor, v'kidashto, that you give special kavod to the kohen, and it's not specifically to the kohen, but it's to the shevet. It's the institution of kohuna.
Are you allowed to get them to do something that was change a tire, so
yeah, so
there's an issue as far as degrade. You can't get them to do something that's degrading, but